1, recording 1.2. What's up, my friends? Today we're talking about 4 cultural differences around the world that might surprise you. As always, if you enjoy the video, like and subscribe. I'm Culture Coach, bringing you knowledge about the world and the beautiful people in it. Okay, the first interesting fact we have today comes from Ireland. In Ireland, it is considered polite to say no the first time something is offered, even if you want to accept it. For example, if someone offers you some cake, you should first say you don't want any. The person offering it should offer multiple times to be polite, and you can accept the second time they offer it. If you ignore this custom, you might be seen as too direct or even rude. Have you ever traveled on public transportation that was full of people but almost silent? This is how it is in Japan. It's polite to be quiet when traveling on trains or subways, no loud conversations with your friends, and it's even considered rude to talk on the phone. Japanese people are very aware of how their actions might affect people around them, and they try to be very respectful of others. Now let's go to the United States of America. Something that surprises many visitors to the US is that Americans might ask how you are as they walk past you, without waiting to hear your answer. This is because it is a ritual greeting in the US. Some appropriate responses are, "Good, thanks, I'm doing great," or even, "Good, how are you?" without waiting for a response. Even though it might feel rude to you, it's not considered impolite in the US. Okay, our last fact is about the culture in Saudi Arabia. If you tell a Saudi Arabian that you like something they have, like a watch they are wearing, don't be surprised if they offer it to you. Saudi Arabians are very hospitable people, and they want to show that you are more valuable than the item they own. The polite thing to do is to decline by saying something like, "Thank you, but it looks better on you." And that's all for today. Leave a comment below with something you learned. See you next time.